KQED.
Of course, it's not just bail that's unaffordable. Housing costs are growing to crisis levels throughout the state. That's a problem for school districts who are having a hard time recruiting teachers. So some school districts are teaming with builders to make new housing developments. And a new bill up before the Senate Education Committee focuses on making that easier. KQED's Silicon Valley desk reporter Tanya Mosley is here to explain. Hi, Tanya. Welcome to the California Report.
Good morning, John.
So this is a grant program that would essentially give $25 million to school districts to help them with housing. $25 million in a place like San Francisco will get you, what, 2.5 houses?
I know,
like
right?
Is this enough money?
So just to clarify, it's a $25 million grant, and school districts and developers can apply for money from that $25 million
developers
grant.
Developers can apply.
Yes, developers that have already promised or have agreements with school districts to build housing. So when you put it like that, it actually even makes the amount seem even smaller. Mm-hmm. But what this is supposed to do is to help offset some of the projects that are already in place for many school districts. They, as you know, as you said, it takes a lot of money to build housing. And so many districts have found themselves at the beginning of a project, but they need help getting through the middle or the end of a project to provide housing.
And quite a few districts in the state have already made plans to build affordable housing, like you were just saying, Redwood City, Cupertino, San Francisco, just to name a few. Recently, a study came out that said San Jose is one of the most expensive places in the world to live. San Francisco, also one of the most expensive places to live in the world. How would this bill help those districts in these very expensive areas?
It would actually just help them along in the project. So it's not meant to give them the money to from the beginning to the end of the project, but really to help them along. And if this passes, it also complements the Teacher Housing Act from a few years ago, which also gives districts explicit permission to set aside housing exclusively for its employees, basically taking advantage of state and federal low-income housing tax credits to develop these projects. That's important. That's an important note because under the old law, projects that use low-income housing subsidies had to be open to everyone who fell under those income guidelines. So really, this most recent bill that's going through this education committee, along with the Housing Act of several years ago, are working in conjunction to help districts get to that ultimate goal of providing housing for teachers and staff.
Okay, Tanya, so is there any pushback to this plan?
Unlike many other bills, this has a lot of support from the unions. So the California Teachers Association, the Federation of Teachers, and
those
the State
the
Building
ones.
Trades and Construction Council. Mm. And it's moved through pretty quickly. So we'll see what happens today. But it appears there's a lot of support.
Tanya, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.